Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo joins us on that Fan Hotline right now, and he's brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. Good morning, Raymond. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Are we good? I think we're good.
Always.
I think my lat's feeling better, Doran.
Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I haven't been wincing at all, anything like that. I'm built different. I'm a tough guy.
Yeah.
Play through pain.
Yeah.
All right, Ray. Let's get into this Mike Tomlin press conference from yesterday. And, of course, we'll get into the quarterbacks. But I want to ask you about this Broderick Jones-Troy Faltanu situation. I know Mike Tomlin said he's going to give Broderick Jones an opportunity to prove himself this week. But would you be surprised if we saw Broderick Jones in game until somebody else gets hurt?
No, I don't think we're going to see Broderick Jones for a while. I think it's been clear, even if you go back to that preseason game against the Bills, where he was bad in that limited number of snaps in that game against Greg Rousseau, and then you go back to Sunday at the Broncos, three penalties and six snaps. He's got some things to work on, and you can't throw him out there and say, okay, hey, learn in the game. I mean, their job is to go out and win football games, and right now, Broderick Jones isn't good enough to play. He's not better than Dan Moore, and he's certainly not better than Troy Faltanu. And I know people, they don't like to hear that because we're talking about a number 14 overall pick, but that's where we are right now. We're, you know, more than a year and a half into this guy's tenure with the Steelers, and he's a backup. And I just think people have to realize that. He still has tons of potential. He's still young. He can get there eventually, but he's not there right now.
So Mike Tomlin says in his press conference he's going to give Broderick Jones every opportunity to make up for what happened on Sunday. How does that look? Is that just in practice maybe? Is it maybe another rotation-type game? I mean, I know you just said that you don't expect to see him for a while, but yeah. You know, how might that look?
I mean, my take is that's just Mike talking, and Mike has no intentions of putting him out there in a game. I mean, they can give him opportunities in practice, but – I just think that was Mike trying to maybe keep his confidence up and, maybe putting a light on at the end of the tunnel for, you know, give him something to work for. But under no circumstances this week could I see Broderick Jones playing in that football game unless there's an injury. He went out there and he didn't do well, and there's no reason to take Troy Faltanu out. I think we can all agree with that. And like I said, people don't want to hear this, but Dan Moore has actually played well in the first two games, and there's no reason to yank him for a series or two just to get Broderick Jones in the lineup. And if you guys listened to that Broderick Jones interview after that game on Sunday, he pretty much came out and said it, like, hey, you know, don't just play me to play me. Play me when I deserve it. And, I think Broderick has the right attitude. I think he's going to work, but sometimes guys just need to work in practice, and I think that's the way this is going to work out.
I want you to go down memory lane in a second here, Ray, and it's a question about Troy Faltanu. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company, joined by Ray Fittipaldo, our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So Troy Faltanu was praised big time by Mike Tomlin in the press conference. He did not get a lot of practice time in training camp. He was hurt. He had a couple of weeks here as he geared up for the game last week, but that's really from a practice standpoint for Troy Faltanu. Who's the last rookie that you feel got this kind of treatment from Tomlin, both in the way that he's utilized and the way that he's talked about? Because I have one guy that comes to my mind. I wonder if they match up.
Yeah, I'm wondering who yours is because I'm going through the role decks in my head.
Can we count? Can I count to three and we'll try to say it at the same time? Play one of those games? Do you want to play two?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. Three, two, one. Marquise Pouncey.
Najee.
Oh, okay. Man. Najee is a good one. He did love some Najee.
He does. He still does. But, yeah, I mean, Marquise, I went back and looked at that because Zach Frazier was coming in. I looked at that, I think, over the summer. And Marquise did really well throughout training camp, but he wasn't named the starter until the week before that season. And they ended up cutting Justin Hartwig. So it wasn't even like they put Pouncey – They didn't even say, okay, you're the starter on July 30th or on August 8th. I think they waited until like August 30th or whatever the first game of that season was. But you're right. I mean, Marquise was ready from the jump, and Troy Fautanu is no different. I mean, I can count on one hand the number of times I've heard him say about a rookie that he's lighting it up. So obviously they love him. You know, I told you guys back in camp that he was really good, and it was only a matter of time. And, obviously that first outing against the Broncos on Sunday, he didn't disappoint either.
Ray, do you think it looks different this week with Justin Fields, or you think it'll be status quo? Do you think it'll be just like how it looked in the first two games, or do you think that they'll take the handcuffs off him a little bit and let him play differently?
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting matchup because Mike Tomlin talked about it yesterday. They know, even though they don't play the Chargers all that often, they know the way they want to play because this is basically Baltimore West, right? You know, you got Greg Roman there. You got all these former Ravens in the backfield. Their center is a former Raven. So, you know, it's probably going to be a close game in that regard. So for that reason, Doran, I don't think they're going to open it up all that much. I think they probably feel like right now they're game planning, okay, we can go out there and win 20-17 again or 17-14. I don't think they feel like they have to go out and score a bunch of points to beat this Chargers team. I don't know if it's going to work again, but that's probably the way they're approaching it. And I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm thinking, okay, when do they have to open it up? I mean, the Colts just had a bad loss to the Packers. You know, after that, maybe, you know, the Cowboys come in. Maybe you feel like you have to do that against Dak Prescott. But I think the larger point is that they're probably going to play this way for a while. And whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, I just think they're going to ask their quarterback to be a game manager just because this defense is so good. And we really haven't talked about it at length yet, but this running game over the first 2 weeks, it hasn't been like tremendous, but it's been good enough. I mean, they had 141 yards against the Broncos. If they could do that, if they can run the ball and they can play defense the way they're playing defense, they're going to be in every single football game for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and they're at least sticking with the run. They have, 77 runs through two games. They had 31 through two games last year. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, so last thing here for you then, Ray. Mike Tomlin did ultimately wind up talking about the quarterback situation an awful lot yesterday. Hot dogs were mentioned. What do you take from that? What do you think he would need to see to keep riding with Fields, or do you think the decision is made still in his mind that Russ is the guy when healthy?
Yeah, so, I mean, Mike saying that Russ isn't medically cleared, I just think they're going this week full blast ahead. Justin's going to be the quarterback pretty much no matter what. Now, they didn't put Russ on IR, so you would think that maybe by the Indianapolis game that he might be ready, or at the very least, you know, the Cowboys game. Otherwise, they would have put him on the shelf and, they would have opened up a spot on the 53-man roster. So, you know, that decision doesn't have to happen this week. For Justin to earn that job going forward, just keep the turnovers down, do what he's doing, maybe get a little bit more efficient in the passing game. But, you know, for me, guys, there's not a lot of complaints. He's playing winning football. He's executing the game plan. It's not perfect, but, he's doing well enough to keep playing. So it's not going to be a big issue until Russ comes back And I just don't get the feeling that we're there quite yet. I don't think you really have to worry about it until after Sunday's game.
All right, Ray. You're a great man. Thank you for your time.
All right, guys. See you.
Bye.
Thanks, Ray.
I don't know why I did the Starkey thing there.
You did.
He's a great man.
You're a great man.
Isn't he a wonderful man, City Limits? And then Austin has to say something that he doesn't want to have to say, even though he might feel it. And then they go back and forth like that.
For like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they'll start talking about the Pirates lineup from last year. Not that I'm being critical. I'm just saying that's how that would go. I've adopted a lot of Starkey things. People say I'm like a young Starkey.
Yeah.
Which would be good. I just don't have the back muscles that Starkey does.
He has bigger back muscles than you, that is for sure.
Way bigger.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.